the In Focus Player Spotlight with Jody Jackson, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Well, Kevin, after the game against Seattle, Adrian Wilson came to the podium and, of course, the goal line stand, but he wanted to talk about you. He said, I want to talk about Kevin Cobb and how poetic that was. Yeah. Do you see the poetry in the way that you were able to finish the game on offense?
Well, I don't know about all that, but I think just in this league, guys respond well whenever a professional handles things the right way, you know, because, you know, you're going to get dealt things. I mean, I remember early in the season last year, you know, people were talking about our defense and they hung together, and look at what they did late last year, and then, of course, saving the game this year as well. So I really appreciate it, obviously, but this league is about persevering and getting through things that aren't always going your way.
You mentioned what the defense was able to do. As an offense, what you were able to do at the end of that game, and I know this is a new week now and you're taking on the Patriots, mm-hmm. but you got the win. What can that do, though, for your confidence as a unit and your confidence as a quarterback going in there this week?
Well, I don't know what the stat is exactly, but there's a lot of games that are decided in the last 2 minutes, that are decided on, you know, less than 6 points, things like that. So it gives you that confidence that you're always in it. And personally, to come back in there, I've never had that kind of situation where I have to come in late in the game as a backup. So, you know, it's another lesson learned and something to put another feather in your hat and keep moving forward.
You know, it might have been under the radar during the preseason, but now, given what happened the other day and Adrian and Darnell, guys talking about your performance, they were very supportive of you, though, even throughout the battle that you had with John and even when you did not win the job, were they not?
Yeah, they were. And the whole locker room has been, you know, and I think that the biggest thing I try to tell people about is that our unit in there, everybody's together. I mean, we really do have a close-knit unit. We say something special is going to happen this year. Now we got to go out and improve it, on the field and prove it. But everybody's got their backs. It doesn't matter if it's me, John, Ryan Lindley, who's back there. You know, everybody's got faith in us, and that's where it's supposed to be.
You know, Andre's a guy who has emerged 3 touchdowns in his last 5 games, going back to last year. Yeah. Obviously, Fitz, you were able to get the ball to him on that drive. Is it easy to jump right back in that driver's seat and get the ball to your weapons?
Yeah, you know, it's actually kind of lucky to have the chance to come back in this early in the season. When you have to sit for 7 or 8 games or 10 games and then come in as the backup, it's mm-hmm. a different deal because you've had a lull there where you maybe lost some things.
It will be their home opener. You talked a little bit about that atmosphere. How big a challenge is this for this team?
Yeah, it will be a challenge. It's our first time to deal with crowd noise, you know, because the preseason obviously doesn't present that quite as much. But like I said before, I think that our group is very resilient. Maybe the first couple of minutes, you know, we'll have to get used to some things, but we'll move right forward. We've been dealt a lot of different hands here, and we have no problem adjusting.